Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Yutes the Halachos of Losh, and we're looking at Siman Hey. So the this halacha is Gemara. The Gemara says, "Noisin zera pishtan or shum shemin b'mayim." Person takes flaxseed and puts flaxseed into water, or puts sesame seeds into water. The natural chemicals which are in the flax absorb the water, and it becomes a mass by itself without any stirring at all. Chayv mishum losh, neishem is arvin benitlin zeb bezet kechol davar hanilush. They naturally come together and bind together without doing any act of stirring it in any way, shape, or form. So this is a case even in Rishon Yehuda, which says the malach of losh takes place in the second stage of the stirring. Over here, where no stirring is necessary, even Rishon Yehuda agrees that this is considered losh. That just putting the two things together is going to be problematic. The example, one example, modern example of this would be making pudding. So the nature of the pudding, what it has in it, the gelatin, etc., that has in it. So a person mixes it with water on Shabbos, let's say, avoiding the issues of Bishul. Person that does it in a keli klishlishi, according to those which hold a klishlishi is mutter, it masses together on its own. The stirring is just to make sure that the powder is connects to all of the water, but then it sits there and it hardens on its own. So that's the type of case. Now we consider lisha, and there's no solution of doing a shinui, because the shinui is only when the stirring motion is necessary. We do that with the shinui. Over here, no stirring motion is necessary to connect the two. The person discussed, what about making jello? Again, talking about a case where a person would add hot water to the jello. So different than the case of the pudding, where the particles remain visible. All of the particles dissolve in the water. So right now what you have is just a liquid. It's totally a liquid. Later on, it sets on its own. Is that analogous to this case? Is it the same type of case? Since eventually it sets, or do the fact that since during the original connection, it first goes into a different state of dissolving totally in the water, becoming part of the water, and then eventually it does that later on. That does it have this status or not? So this is a discussion amongst the poskim. Some suggest that difference is significant enough to remove it from the status of this halacha. Person makes metamucil. Person makes metamucil. Metamucil is a type of a fibrous that a person adds into water, and the fiber absorbs a large amount of water and becomes a mass. It helps the person having more bulk in their body. It helps them relieve themselves. It helps the person feel more full. So they would eat less if they need to. Minimize the amount that they eat, and because it's fiber, the body does not absorb too much of it. It's so the person does not gain weight. So we can use various different purposes. So the nature of metamucil, a person adds water to the metamucil, something it's from the psyllium husk, and lets it sit. It masses on its own into a large mass. That's the same idea as a piston. The only question over here is that a person doesn't drink it, doesn't let that happen. He drinks it immediately before that the massing takes place. And then inside of the body, it absorbs a liquid and becomes a mass. So is there a heter to argue that since it only takes place inside one's body, not outside, the person has not done an act of lisha. There's some who suggest that should be true. Rafalkin, his sefer, suggests that it's incorrect because the whole goal over here is that they should mass together. The fact that the case takes place inside of the body doesn't make a difference. Now, there is a Mishnah Berurah which talks about the idea of derech achil in regards to losh, but he rejects that notion because over here it's not derech achil, it's not a food. Even though a person ingests it in their body, and nobody would say that their purpose of their eating it is to function like a food or a liquid. it is a medicine which one is taking, which doesn't have the heter of derech achila. So the person has a question in regards to taking Metamucil on Shabbos. The person should be in touch, or something of that sort. The person should be in touch with a Rav to see what is mutter and what is asur. Have a good day.